Here's how the rumor started. It was over the holidays. On the Washington Post website, reporter Sarah Kaufman cited an anonymous tip about the so-called Da Vinci and then chronicled her search for the truth. It didn't pan out, but still a bunch of blogs picked up on the story.
This would be, if the story is right, a previously unknown Leonardo, which is just fascinating.
Martha Lufkin is a Cambridge-area lawyer and legal correspondent for the Art newspaper. She says the prospect of a newly discovered work by Da Vinci is striking a chord in collectors, curators, scholars, and art lovers everywhere.
When you go to the Louvre and see the Mona Lisa, or if you go to the National Gallery of Art in Washington and see the Leonardo that they have there, it's a two-sided one, those rooms are in awe. There's a hush in those rooms. There's more space given around those paintings. What could be more thrilling?
If it's true, it's extremely interesting and very exciting. But I think that we need to be highly skeptical.
John Brewer is author of The American Leonardo, A Tale of Obsession, Art, and Money. The book chronicles a 1920s legal battle over a supposed Da Vinci's authenticity. Brewer says a lawyer involved in that controversial case proclaimed,
"To discover a new Da Vinci was rather like discovering a new planet."
Why?
Well, the number of Da Vincis is roughly about a dozen paintings that we know of. And, you know, the numbers of copies is legion.
And that makes it tough, Brewer says, to determine authorship in a mystery involving an artist as revered and replicated as Da Vinci, even for an institution as prestigious as the MFA.
The problem is that to demonstrate that you've got a Leonardo is an extremely complicated and difficult process, and you're going to have to make sure that you get it right, because otherwise, you know, especially if you're a respectable art institution, you're going to end up with egg on your face.
And that explains why the MFA is keeping whatever may be going on under wraps, says Nancy Netzer, director of the McMullen Museum at Boston College.
If the rumors are true, it would suggest that the MFA curators and research scientists are in the process of doing their homework.
And they're being responsible, according to Netzer, because leaking one bit of evidence before all of the evidence is in and corroborated would be reckless. The McMullen Museum grappled with authenticity 2 years ago for an exhibition featuring a group of paintings believed by some to be by abstract artist Jackson Pollock. During the process of trying to flesh things out, Netzer says,
"We bound each of the investigators to an oath of not sharing any of their evidence until it was all available together."
In the end, the evidence pointed in too many directions to be conclusive. Netzer says if the MFA ultimately reveals that it does have a bona fide Da Vinci, it would be a major coup for Boston. But even if the rumor becomes a reality, nothing is written in stone. New research could surface in, say, a decade that could question the findings. So, for now, we'll just have to be satisfied with a tantalizing rumor about a work by the ultimate Renaissance man. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.